It is? Okay. Okay, I'll get started with the third session for today.
好, 我们现在来今天的第三部分的课程。
We're just explaining about the difference between impersonal love and personal love.
我们刚才在讨论的是, 个人性的爱与非个人性的爱。
Now, when we're talking about God's love for you as a believer, this is what we call personal love.
像神跟我们基督徒之间的爱是像一个家人一样的，是有个人化的爱。
And then we have here, and at step number 5 in the divine dynasphere, you can talk about personal love for God. So that's a love that the believer develops for God the Father.
所以在我们的这个神圣的动力球里面的第五个步骤呢，就是我们所谓的个人化的爱，对神的个人化的爱，是我们这些信徒对于神的爱。
And when I say for God the Father, also for God the Holy Spirit and God the Son as well.
当然我们讲的这个人化的爱是不只是对天父，也对圣子，也对圣灵的爱。Now,
if we're just specifically talking about God's love for men, for people, again, we divide into two categories. You have the impersonal love for the unbeliever and personal love for the believers.
而对于神对人的爱呢，它其实是分成两种的，一种是神对非信徒的那种普世的爱，另外是神对我们信徒的，犹如对孩子一样的爱。
Yeah, and we have that comparison in our own lives where there's some people that you love personally, those that you know around you and that the close family members and friends.
所以就像我们一般的，在从我们人的观念里，我们一定会有所谓很个人化的爱，就是像我们亲近的家人或朋友的爱。
And there's those that you don't know, but that's not, you don't hate them. And even though you don't know them, you can still love them, which means you can have an attitude of grace towards them, and grace and mercy, for example.
好，那对于那些我们不认识的人，哈，我们一样还是可以有爱，但那种爱是包含了怜悯，以及一个恩典的爱，是一个对普世的人的爱。
It's one of the interesting aspects you hear about when you see about soldiers in battle. And a true professional soldier has to put his feelings aside and just do what the commander is telling him to do.
我们想想像在战争的时候，一个非常专业的一个军人，他要去打这个仗的时候，他是得要把他个人的感觉、感情好摆到一边，然后他就只听他的总司令的要求。
And from a professional soldier's point of view, he can't have any hatred towards the enemy, even if the enemy are very evil and, very wicked and maybe, being very evil to the people around them.
而对于一个专业的这个士兵来说，他在跟他的敌人打仗的时候，他其实也不可能是要用着所谓的恨，他并不是恨他对面的敌人。
But from a Christian's point of view, they're not only expected not to hate them, they're actually supposed to express impersonal love toward those, the enemies when they're on the battlefield. So if you're a Christian soldier called up in the army to fight the enemy, you can't have hate, but you also need to love the enemy with impersonal love. You have to find some way to love these people with, but if it's your job to shoot them, you still have to kill them, right? But you have to do that free from any hate or any bitterness towards the enemy.
而对于一个基督徒的士兵来讲，他是一个专业的士兵，他在打仗的时候其实是不可能带着个人的爱或恨在战场上的。
We see that when Jesus Christ went to the cross, that he had people beating him up and spitting in his face and actually hitting him very hard. He had to apply impersonal love to these people.
而像耶稣在这个走在苦路上要去被钉到十字架的那条路，他被人鞭打，被人用吐口水等等的。但是呢，耶稣他还是带着一个非个人化的一个博爱的心在看待这些人。
And remember, Jesus Christ is our prototype example of the spiritual life. So when you have people doing unjust things towards you, you have to find it in yourself to love these people.
而我们又知道耶稣基督应该是我们的一个模范，一个模型，我们要学习耶稣基督，就是说当有人对我们做了不公不义的事的时候，我们还是必须要有着那样一个普世的爱来看待这些人。
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a personal love. You don't have to go up and say, well, what's your name and give them a hug and tell them, I forgive you for all of your sins. It's not like that, but it's an attitude that's free of that hatred and that bitterness.
当然我们也不可能说去拥抱那个在欺负我们的人说啊，我真的很爱你，而有这种个人化的那种爱，没有的，但是至少我们不可能用一种苦毒的心去看待他们。
This is the attitude that God has towards the unbeliever as well. Even though they're enemies of God, God does love them to the extent that he gave his only son, Jesus Christ.
而神呢，他对这些普世的人，即使是他的敌对、敌仇敌，他还是带着那种普世的博爱来看他们。
Now that's the impersonal love that God has, and we have that example in John 3:16. We call it impersonal love, because these are people that God really, he doesn't know. I don't know you. He's talking to the unbelievers.
所以约翰福音三章十六节所讲的那种叫做普世的博爱，是神即使对于非信徒，等于是说对他们来讲，他还是一样带着这样的普世的爱来爱这些不信他的人。
But then people might argue, well, if God really loves them, why is he sending them to the lake of fire?
那有些人就会说，在这边争论说，那如果神对这些人有这种普世的爱，为什么还把他们送进火湖要烧死呢？
But you have to remember that true love includes righteousness and justice.
但是我们要记得的，真正的爱，这个叫做真，带着真理的爱，或真实的爱，还是必须包含着公义跟公正。
God cannot overlook sins.
神是无法忽略罪的。
And for that reason, that's why he sent Jesus Christ into the world to take the punishment for our sins.
这也就是因此神要把耶稣基督送来给人世间，让他来承担我们最终的这所有的罪。
Because he loved all of mankind, he provided the solution.
这也就是神太爱所有的世人，他才提出的一个解决的办法。
And for those that reject that solution, which was given in love, given in grace, if they reject that solution, they have to be condemned to the lake of fire.
所以呢，对于一个拒绝了神提供的这个最终的帮我们承担罪的这个方案 的这些非信徒来讲，他就值得要去被火湖烧死。
Okay, but for those who do believe in Jesus Christ, now they become the objects of God's personal love.
而那些接受耶稣基督、承认耶稣基督为我们而死的耶稣基督的这些人呢，他就成为了能够接受承担或者是可以享有神对我们的个人化的爱。
Remember, one of those 40 things that God gives you when you're saved is God's imputed righteousness, his very own righteousness.
而不要忘记，当我们相信耶稣基督的时候，神给我们的40个绝对的礼物里面，其中就有一个，就是他会给我们一个完全的公义。
Okay, so you become the possessor, you become the owner of that righteousness, that's yours forever.
而你因此呢，就成为了拥有承接这个公义的、公正正义的这个角色，你就有了这个正义，所以你就可以变成是神可以爱的对象。
Okay, and that comes out in Genesis 15:6.
这就在创世纪的15章第六节。
Okay, and then Paul sort of, he uses that verse when he explains it further in Romans chapter 4.
而保罗呢，也用这个概念呢，在他的罗马书的第四章里面再次的强调。
And it's an important concept because we see in Psalms 33:5 that God loves righteousness.
而在诗篇33章5节里面呢，他也很清楚的告诉我们，神爱的是公义公平。
When we talk about righteousness in this verse here, the word is tzedek, And tzedek here is talking about God's very own righteousness. He doesn't love human righteousness. He doesn't love religious righteousness. He loves his own righteousness, his perfect righteousness.
这个诗篇一定要回来看这个希伯来文的原文啊，这个所讲的这个公义啊，不是指人的公义，而是指神的公义。所以神所爱的是神的公义。
And it says, and judgment, actually the Hebrew word here is mishpat, and really mishpat should be translated here as justice.
His justice.
His justice. So he loves his righteousness and justice.
好，所以呢，这个诗篇33章第五节，他讲的是说，是他喜欢的是公义跟公正。
Yeah, and again, you have God's perfect righteousness. So he loves you personally, not because of your great person. You can never be a great person, really, in God's eyes. He loves you because you're righteous.
所以神呢爱我们不是因为我们完美，我们永远不可能完美，但是神是爱着他给我们的公义。
And if you talk about your behavior, that God loves you because of your behavior, there's a lot of unbelievers which behave much better than Christians.
有些人误以为神爱我们的行为好，可是有很多不信神的人，他们的行为比我们的还好。
And you might say, well, he loves me because I'm funny or I'm charismatic, I'm smart. You know, that doesn't make sense either.
如果神你如果说哦，神爱我是因为我很好笑，很幽默，然后我有很有这个某些特质等等的，那就更好笑了。神不会因为这样而爱你。
Okay, but we have this personal love where God loves you and it's directed towards His righteousness and it's perfect, it never changes regardless of your behavior.
所以呢，神爱我们，而且有这种个人化的爱，是因为他给了我们他的公义。
For that reason, you can never say that God loves this Christian over here because he's a great Christian and he doesn't really love that guy or he loves me more than him or something.
所以你永远不能说哦，神爱这个人，因为他的这个行为很好，他的公义很，绝对不是这样的。神爱我们基督徒们都是一样的，因为我们都拥有神所给的公义。
And there's another mistake that Christians might fall into. They say, I haven't made any really big sins for a week now and I feel like God really loves me even more now.
还有一些人误会说啊，我这个礼拜啊都做的是非常符合神心意的，所以神现在一定非常爱我，这个也是一个很大的误会。
Now, even if it was true that you weren't, you know, you've really cut down on your sins a lot and you've become much more controlled in your life, that's not going to affect the way God loves you.So even if you did stop, let's say you stopped all of your sins for a whole week, which is probably impossible, but if you could do that, God's love to you is not going to change.
好，就说我们要理解，即使我们一个礼拜、一个月都把自己控制得很好，都不做任何这个犯罪的事情，但神对我们的爱并不会因此而改变。
And you could say, well, it feels like God is loving me more, but that's just emotions. That's not based on the word of God.
如果你说哦，我感觉神更爱我了，这完全是你自己的一个情绪感情的感觉，它其实并不会影响到神对你真正的爱的多少，因为他就是爱你了。
That emotion would be coming from a false idea in your mind that God would love a Christian because they've stopped sinning. Yeah, that's why people would be inclined to feel that way because they think that's what God would do. He'd love you more because you stopped sinning.
所以有一些这些错误的观念，就是基督徒认为，神会爱我们基督徒比更多是当我们的整个行为举止不再犯罪了，神就爱我们更多。
Okay. Now at step number five, getting back to the diagram of the divine dynasphere here, we're talking about personal love for God. So this is going the other way now. We're talking about.We love God, or developing that love for God.
好，所以回到第五点哈，这个神圣的动力球，第五点里面讲的是回过，是反一个方向，是我们对神的爱，我们对神的很个人化的爱。
And again, this comes from your spiritual momentum. So you had this at number four, your perception and application of Bible doctrine.So the more doctrine you know, the more you know about God, the more you develop your love for Him.
所以我们呢，真正基督徒建构我们对神的爱，它其实是来自于我们属灵的这种动力，让我们越学习更多的 这个圣经教义，然后我们又把这些圣经教义好好的应用在生活上，这些东西就会正向的循环，让我们的对神的个人化的爱越来越多。
And remember, the more you develop this love for God, then the more you want to learn. So then you have the double column advance. Remember, we've got those two columns going up where you want to keep growing because of your love for God.
而你越学习神的话语越多，你对神的爱就会建构的越深厚。这就是我们之前所讲到的这个双排前进的这个理论，就是我们必须在对神的爱的增长中学习更多的神的话语，然后也因为学习更多神的话语，我们对神的爱就更为增长。
As you see on the chart here, I've just brought out this advance to the high ground. You have knowledge in one column, that's doctrine, and then you have the motivation, that's the love, and the other one. The two have to work together.
也就是说呢，这个学习圣经教义就是我们对神的认知认识，然后我们对神的爱呢，就成为我们的动机。这两件事情是同时并行的。
Okay, so going back to the divine dynasty, let's move on quickly to step six now.
好，我们现在看一看这个神圣动力球的第六点。
Okay, now this says spiritual autonomy. Okay, now autonomy means that you're a free agent, really. It's from two Greek words, actually. Okay, you know auto. Auto means like automatic, right? By yourself, to do something by itself.
好我们这个 autonomy 就是自制的意思，就是自动的发生的意思。
Okay.
Auto 这个字源呢，就是自己的意思。
Okay. And then you take this part of the second word, but this is actually from a Greek word here as well, nomos. And nomos means law or to govern. Okay. So you actually, this is N-O-M-O-S.Okay, so really it means self-ruling or self-governing.
好，所以这个后面的这个前面 auto 是自己的意思，nomi 这个是治理或者是规律化的意思，所以 autonomy 就是 autonomy， 好，就是说自治的意思。
As an adjective, you have the word autonomous, and you might have like an autonomous state where they're free from the ruling of other countries.
好，所以像有另外一个形容词叫 autonomous。
autonomous, so
autonomous,
the stress is here.
autonomous, 那 autonomous 呢就是说那种自治区，就是有些政府啊会给什么原住民自治区等等的哈，它就变成是说政府不让他们当地的那的人自己管理自己。
Okay, and spiritual autonomy means that the Christian can live his life unto God, really God is the ruler,But without needing other Christians telling them what to do, that's what this means.
所以这个第六点呢，就是说从属灵上的自治，它其实是说你必须要自我有自知的自觉和自我管理的能力，而不是经由别的基督徒教你怎么做。
Because you have the doctrine in your soul, and because you have this love for God, you have the right motivation,You know what God's will is for your life. You don't need to be running around asking other Christians what to do.
好，因为你有这个学习圣经教义在你的脑的魂里，所以你其实是不需要再由其他的基督徒来教你怎么做的。
Yeah, and it's quite natural, obviously, for new believers, for young believers, that they do need to ask a lot of questions because they haven't got the doctrine yet. They want to know how to do the right thing.
当然对于比较这个属灵时间还比较短的这个基督徒来讲，他是必须会发生有很多问题的，因为他还没有足够的这些圣经教义在他的魂里，他就会变成想要知道他该怎么做。
But you have to remember that the ultimate goal in the spiritual life is that God will put you on the witness stand and you will be tested. And when you're tested on the doctrine that's in your soul and the love that you have for God. You're not being tested for what your pastor has in his soul or what his love is. You're doing this by yourself.
我们要记得哈，就是说当我们站在所谓神的见证人的位置上的时候，我们是会被测验， 而这个测验试炼，它是试炼在你的脑中的你的魂里面你学习到的这些神的话语，而不是在测验你的牧师他魂里面的话语，所以你老是问他没用。
Now, when you are facing your evidence testing, if you get that far, there could be other people around you, of course, and they might even be part of your test.
当然我们在被这个测试的时候，他旁边的人也可能是我们被测试的 一个部分。
But God is putting that individual, it's the individual being tested. So when God tests a person, he's testing them individually. He doesn't test people in groups.
所以呢，神对每一个人是各自做测验，不是说一个团队一起被测验。好，他永远都是每一个人，即使是共同在做一个旅程，他还是各自在被测验的。
And so when you are being tested, you can't be again on the phone to your pastor and say, well, you know, God's testing me or Satan's testing me. Now, sometimes the test can come from God, sometimes it comes from Satan, because God will actually be preparing you for a test. But evidence testing, usually it would be Satan. But in some cases it can be God. Satan doesn't want to test that person because he knows he's going to pass, but God says, Satan, you have to look at this. Look at this man, I'm testing him, and he's going to pass.See, he's been a witness, right?
And then the Satan won't do anything on this?
Well, he doesn't have to. See, God is doing the testing. But it's like he's showing him up. He's saying, look, Lucifer, this man is passing the test.
Okay. 好，这里面有一个很重要的一个观念，就是说呢，当神在让一个人做见证的时候，好，就是好像那个法庭里面的那个证人呢，来做见证的时候，是神在跟路西佛撒旦说，哎，你看啊，我现在正在让这个人做见证哦，我正在测验他哦，正在，所以撒旦根本不会来插手的哦。
And again, you have to be autonomous in your soul, but God will give you all the doctrine you need. He knows when you're ready.
所以呢，我们到了第六步的时候，我们的属灵是要在自制的状况下来为神做见证。那神是知道在我们的魂里已经有了多少的他给我们的话语，有多少的这些圣经教义，所以他在会做这个对你的试炼，是因为他知道你已经有这个准备了。
And there's impersonal love for mankind here as well, because often in the tests that you face, again, God is going to use other people, or even Satan, again, it could be God or Satan, using evil people.To test a person, to test a Christian. So that's where your impersonal love is going to be really tested.
神呢，他也会要来测试我们的非个人化的爱，所以有的时候在我们旁边的一些非基督徒，他们就好像是在变成是测验我们到底对他们有没有足够的博爱，有没有这些怜悯的一些角色。
Okay, and through all of these things, you're developing your spiritual walk. And then you get up to the stage called momentum testing, which where God puts you into tests to keep you going forward.
所以到了第七点呢，他就进入一个试炼的一个动力状态。所以他会一直不断的前进，因为在测试中我们就往前进。